Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter was sent in response to a previous article about the latest consultant's report suggesting 101 Pine Street as a potential location for a future arts center. Faye Geig's letter of July 11th is on the right path for consideration should an arts center be deemed a required addition for the town. The Collingwood Blues draw 1,000-plus in attendance for their games, and parking as it now exists isn't an issue. Perhaps a structure within the shell of the existing Eddie Bush Memorial Arena would accommodate all the wants for an arts center. Not an exterior glitzy appearance, perhaps, but the interior is an open canvas. And the presumed cost savings would assist in allowing this project to be had along with other expensive needs for the community. As for a new recreation complex location, let's revisit the Fisher Fields on 6th Street on the western edge of town. It might even work within the proposed joint venture with the Blue Mountains. Many of your readers may remember the project slated for this location, a few decades ago, that also would have benefited from $25 million from the province. Unfortunately, the town passed on that opportunity. How much use will this proposed $60 to $100 m project get here in Collingwood weekly or monthly? How does Barry's Center do financially? And what were their cost overruns? Costs have to be a major factor. Wouldn't the weekend Toronto area crowd go to $100 to $200 ticket performances there? John Dent, Collingwood, Ont.